know how we do it. Hi, Kayla.
Hey,
okay, we're both in studio. Of course, everybody's in studio, and it's cool to have them back here on the show. It's been a while. It's been a minute.
It has been, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, joining us live in studio with some fans. Let's give it up for Darren Espanto.
Yay! We're back.
Yeah.
It's not via Zoom anymore.
I know. So we could finally see the biceps and the abs in person.
True. How are you, Darren?
I've been good. We came from ABS. We're so sorry for being delayed because of the traffic.
Because
we're not via Zoom anymore, so I can't be on time. Hi, nako.
We will wait for you any day. Don't worry.
I mean, were you always the type who's strict with time? Are you that type of person?
Yeah, because I personally am a planner. So when others are late to plans, I'm kind of like, yeah, I don't know if I'll hang out with you again. So,
I never seen Darren Espanto mad.
That's true. I can't imagine.
Well, I mean, like, it's a bit similar to, I mean, if you watch our show, I feel like that's where I get, you know, the anger from for Stephen Tanueko in our show. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of me when I'm angry, but not, it's not as bad, I guess. Yeah. I'm just more quiet. Yeah. Which I feel like is worse. Because when I'm mad, like when the quiet mad, it's kind of, you don't know what's going through that person's head.
Are you the type to get mad and then like cry?
It depends. I guess when I was younger, yeah, like a lot. But now it's kind of just, no. I just kind of push myself away from everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See the way Darren deals with things. Mm-hmm. Galeng, it's so grown up.
Oh,
that's
no.
True.
Yeah. You would think. I mean, I wish, but yeah. I mean, it depends, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're 22 now. Mm-hmm. A lot of transformation has happened throughout, you know, with being buff, being, you know, that's what I like to talk about with him all the time.
Fitness.
Because I'm galing, you know what I mean?
I know. Well, I mean, you know, we saw you in The Voice growing up. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've known him actually from Calgary.
Yes.
Because we're from the same city in Canada. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, to see you grow up, and to see where you're at now, it's crazy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, may date, yeah. Date na. Diba?
Wow.
It's down as fun. Don't date na. But now you are a songwriter. Mm-hmm. This is a song that you wrote. It's called EO.
Yes.
Now, what was the inspiration? Is this the first time you've written the song and actually released it? Or you've done that in the past?
No, I've done that in the past. But I guess I've been doing it a lot more recently. Because because songs I've written in the past, it's like, I don't know if I want to release it. I feel like it's not something I would want people to hear, but now I'm more sure of it. And I started it off last year with Bibitaw Na, and then here we are with EO. So yeah, EO is something that I wrote because of our series Can't Buy Me Love. So they said I'm going to be part of the soundtrack, and so I based the song off of the characters that Donnie and Belle play in the series, which are Caroline and Bingo. So yeah, it's kind of a song about their love story.
Okay. Yeah. And then writing that, I mean, when you write a song that's about a person's love story, do you let them hear it first? Or is it more, or pinapanood mo lang sila, inobserve mo sila story, no? And then,
I didn't really write it off based of like what I saw. I kind of just did it off of the script and also what their characters have been through. Like the first few lines, it goes, minsan kung kailan hindi hinahanap sa kadarating, because Caroline was kidnapped in like the first few episodes. And then Bingo was her knight in shining armor and stuff like that. So stuff like that, that kind of talks about how their dynamics are and stuff. So I feel like it's also a song for anyone. You don't have to be with anyone or to have a jowa to be able to relate to this song, because we all like to feel in love, you know, feel the kilig and stuff like that through songs or through the series itself. So I hope people also get that kind of feeling when they listen to EO.
Pwede yung voice niya pang voiceover, eh, no?
Yeah.
I get that a lot for ASAP.
Yeah, yung narration, kumbaga, like, ito yung kwento tungkol sa buhay ng isang ganun. And then it goes to like, you know, you growing up, movie, all that.
Wow.
Galing.
True. I mean, it's very calming listening to your voice. I mean,
Thank you.
You're singing, whether you're speaking. But how is like your experience, you know, doing the show itself, Can't Buy Me Love?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun actually, because, I mean, we're all just kind of, how do I say this? I feel like we're all just siblings on the set, you know? Mm-hmm. Especially since I'm with Donnie and Belle all the time. We were friends even before the series. So this is just kind of like a bonding experience, I guess. Because we, like, especially Donnie and I, because our characters, they're always fighting, especially in recent scenes, but off the set, it's not anything like that. Like, we're always hanging out, us cast. Like, after this, we're gonna go have a karaoke night, actually, with, like, most of the cast, so I'm gonna go there after. So, it's a lot of fun, because we have, you know, a relationship, a connection outside of work also.
Yeah. I'm a bachelor, you know, when it comes to... But, dude... Singing karaoke with Darren Espanto.
No.
I'm a host ka na lang dapat dun eh, no? Pero, what's your go-to karaoke song, man?
Go-to karaoke song. They always ask me to sing Dying Inside, like recently. So I feel like that's just a go-to karaoke song of mine now. But you know, when
how
I
how does Dying Inside go? Yeah.
And I was dying inside to hold you. I couldn't believe what I felt for you. Dying inside, I was dying inside, but I couldn't bring myself to touch you.
Hey, you're all warmed up for karaoke.
Yeah.
Ready to go. We got you started.
Like, yeah, but during karaoke night, so I just kind of sit it out until they like start forcing me to sing. See, because it's already what I do, you know, in my daily life. So I feel like they get it. Like
they'll probably make you like sing songs that you don't normally sing. That'd be dope, no? You want even more heavy metal or some hip hop?
Yeah. I mean, I just kind of sing along to whatever they put on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's like the craziest song you had to learn that was like totally out of your usual genre?
Oh wow! I feel like I do that a lot, especially in our workplace. You know. There's so many things that come to mind, but especially like, you know, when they make me sing classical songs. Especially since it's not like I sing it every day. So I did Phantom of the Opera once. I mean, I do it sometimes, especially when clients are like, oh, our event is a Broadway themed kind of event and stuff like that. So Phantom of the Opera is something that I never thought I would do. And also yung mga like Tagalog songs from before, like I would really have to learn it.
Mga Ariel Rivera. Yeah.
Siyempre those are classics. I'm talking about songs that are about, you know, the Philippines, yung parang may parang mga bayanihan stuff.
For mga Department of Tourism vibes.
Yes. Stuff like that. Yeah, that's why I had to learn those songs too.
Hey. I know you mentioned Broadway. I've always been like, Darren, when are you going to do theater?
Yeah.
I'm so excited for you to do theater. I don't know when it's going to happen, but if it was to happen, is there a musical that you would love to do?
I mean, it was like three of you who already told me to do Joseph the Dreamer.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
You, Kuya Sam, Tito Gary, were all like, you should do Joseph the Dreamer if the time comes. But I was also supposed to be part of Ramahari, but unfortunately, like, it's just impossible with because we were thinking about my management and I, we were like, oh, maybe we can do, you know, Can't Buy Me Love and Ramahari at the same time. And then when it like when they started doing Ramahari and I was doing taping, I was like imagining it, and I really wouldn't have been able to be part of it. So hopefully, you know, in the future, another opportunity comes and I could be part of it.
Yeah. They will open a door for you, Darren Espanto. If not, they will build the door. Those are tuning in of Darren Espanto. He is joining us, of course, his new song, Io. It is out now. Okay, changing labels as well. You're in a new record label now. You're back with Star Music. Did you start it from Star Music?
No, I was with MCA for, which is now Universal Music Group. I was with them for 8 years. Ever since after I joined The Voice Kids. And then, I'm with Star Music now, officially part of the Star Music family. But I would do special projects with them before for shows of ABS-CBN and stuff like that. But I was never an artist of theirs, really.
So is this the start of the Darren Espanto OST era? Alam mo yun, yung mga soundtracks of different shows na ikaw na lahat ang kakanta.
Why not? Kasi before, I already did two OSTs, which were special projects since I wasn't with Star Music yet. Mm-hmm. So I did Marry Me, Marry You, and also my song Sasagipin Kita was part of another teleserye also. But now, I feel like it's easier to do that since, like, I mean, my original single is being... I mean, it's part of our series now, so mm-hmm. hopefully in the future I can do more soundtracks with Star Music as well for other shows. Yeah.
Hey, okay. Cool. So you see, he's not closing the door to musical theater and writing soundtracks, as long as the schedule permits.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And I mean, okay, speaking of schedule, and I know, you know, your family is in Canada. How often do you
Your families.
Our families are in Canada. How often do you get to go back to see them?
Last year, it wasn't even for vacation because I was on tour with Ate Vice. So I was like, I'm going to go to Calgary. And then I only had one free day. So I went from Winnipeg to Calgary just for 24 hours. And then I went to our next city.
Oh.
Went to Toronto the next day.
Then pechanga na.
Yeah. Because I really just wanted to be able to like, I want to see my room.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just for a day. So that was back in April. And I haven't been back since because... you know, like the usual times that I would go back to Canada would be like for Christmas mm-hmm. or Holy Week and stuff like that. But it's been pretty busy during those times. Or my family would come here, so I haven't been back since.
So is there a place where you do a reset? Like, for example, you know, back home, is it a place in your house? Is it your room? Is it like a park somewhere near your house that you make, you take that reset, the control, alt, delete to somehow restart? And when everything, you're sort of kind of getting burned out here and you're like, okay, it's time to go home. Time to go on a hiatus a bit.
Oh, yeah. Especially in Canada. There are days where I'll just stay in my room the whole day. Because I can really do that even here if they give me a rest day. Like, I can sleep the whole day. Kaya kong hindi lumabas ng kwarto, you know? And I do the same in Canada, which is kind of like, I don't know, wasting... Like
the
a day that
there.
You could be outside
in
Canada, right? But because I feel like it's going back to your roots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just being able to stay in your house, like that's already, to me, a special moment. Because it's like, it's not like I'm always going to be able to go back there. So,
what are the things you miss about Canada, food-wise? Is it something that pinapadalan ka ng parents mo? Na tipong, oh, Darren, yung balikbayan box na dyan na.
Yeah.
I mean, what's that go-to thing that they send you?
They don't really send me anything, but when I'm there, I always make sure that I go to get a beaver tail, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
At the Kaila. Yeah. Oh, we were talking about...
Yeah.
There's a place you want me to visit.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so there's this place called Peter's Drive-In. And it's milkshakes. They have so many flavors. Like, you can combine, like, it's like over 1,000 different combinations.
Oh, wow.
So there's so many. You have to go. I'm so passionate about it because it's been around since, like, I don't know, maybe the 70s. And until now, it's
so it's
like,
manual mixing thing.
They're homemade milkshakes.
Wow.
And even their burgers are really good too. So that's why I was telling Darren, you have to go next time. It's a must go too.
Okay.
It's so good. Yeah.
Peter's Drive-In. I will definitely go. I will drag my family there with me.
Yes, please.
Yes.
But you know, one thing that we want to ask you as well, you know, I know you want to go home, you want to drag your family, all that. Pero tomorrow is Valentine's Day, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, isang Darren Espanto. I know you're romantic. I see your posts.
Wow.
I see it online.
And your song.
And your song. Alam po yan. Alam namin yan. Okay, so how are you? How's your heart? And then also, can you hint us of what Valentine's going to be for you?
Tomorrow, I have a shoot. My call time is at 8 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, hanggang gabi po yun. So I'm not really... That's how I'm spending my Valentine's Day. But at least it's with... You know, one of my endorsements, yung family ko na yun. I feel like we're all just gonna be having a Valentine's date during lunch break. We're all just gonna be like, oh, happy Valentine's po.
Yeah.
So at least, you know, it's work, even though it's a holiday for some, like people.
So do you guys move the Valentine's pag ganun? Kunyari, hindi kayo magkasama.
I mean, well, you know, I'm not with anyone right now. So, yun nga. Kung meron naman, I feel like even if I had work, I'd still like go to her house or something and like visit.
Somehow, yeah.
Yeah, somehow like at least maghabol sa 14th of Feb, like to be able to be together, even just like
even for a minute, or parang ganun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Valentine's.
See, that's how important Valentine's is, pala, no? Like you have to really be on the day itself.
Yeah.
Usually,
yeah.
Some people just go, "Pwede bang 16th na lang para weekend?"
No, diba? But it's, you know, because especially in our line of work, diba, like we have Valentine's concerts
always.
And stuff like that sometimes. So it's easier to kind of postpone it or make it an earlier day or a day later.
Are you gonna have a concert this year or no?
No, not this year. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. But for some, really, it's like it's a really a holiday. Like they go all out, and I see that on social media. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
With yeah. flowers yeah. and bouquet. I mean, with chocolates uh-huh. and the heart the ganon.
The rose petals.
And the next
you
thing
know.
You know, 2 weeks later, whitening screen. Tapos they unfollow each other.
Oh no.
No naman.
Uso yun na, di ba? Di ba? Pero ang galing, no? I mean, like especially for you, Darren. Nowadays, in show business, sobrang daming chismis. You know what I mean? And for you, you handle it very well when it comes to chismis. You just don't mind it. I mean, yeah. What's the tip there?
I mean, mas affected pa yung family ko, which is why I'm always like, you guys have to calm down. Like, it's not like, it's always gonna be a walk in the park. It's never gonna be like that, especially in show business. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I know what I signed up for, especially since I kind of just grew up in show business already. Mm-hmm. So I've just been used to it. And I'm the type of person to read through my comments. And yeah, I read through my comments, which, and then when people find that out, they're like, oh, really, you can do that? Like they get a bit weirded out, especially because like I read comments also on like posts where I'm being bashed and stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, I don't really get affected by it. Which is weird, because like I find entertainment in reading the bashing comments.
Yeah, do you just like laugh? Sometimes how crazy.
What was the funniest?
Be?
Yeah, you've heard about you.
I mean, it's always, I don't know, the same. Well, I've never heard comments about me being a bad singer or being bad at dancing. So they always find other things. Oh, but I guess something that I took, you know, kind of constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. Was for my acting also when I was younger, because I didn't go into workshops before doing my first movie for The House of Us with Kathniel. So I admit I was pretty bad. Like for me, I would always cringe, especially since it's on Netflix. When my sister would watch it, I'm like, please just skip my scene.
Yeah, you're international,
so
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're on Netflix. You can watch you here.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch your own work? Do you ever listen to your own work?
I kind of have to, just so I can critique myself. Like, I always, like, if I do a performance, I'll listen to how I sang and how, you know, I did, you know. And also, especially since I'm doing a series, when the scenes are out, I want to see how I did in the scene, if I portrayed my character well. But then I don't really watch myself for entertainment. I only do it if, like, I did well. In a certain scene or a certain performance.
And you'd be so, like, approved, yeah. Yeah,
that's
kind
of when thing. I'll like replay it. Like when I want, I'm like, oh, I want to do another prod like this. Yeah.
Now, for those that are tuning in and watching us online, we are live with Darren Espanto. He's joining us in studio, of course. Yo, it's a song that he has out. He has also, is this a full album that you're coming out with or single palang to?
Single, yeah. So this is the official soundtrack for Can't Buy Me Love.
Okay, and you know, with Can't Buy Me Love, the acting bug for Darren Espanto. I mean, are you going to continue this as far as the journey of acting?
I mean, I kind of
mukhang nag-workshop na dito eh.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun because, I mean, I've got to try different characters recently. So I did a mini series with I1TFC before this, Lyric and Beat. So I was like a high school student. And then I did MMFF also. So I was more Kenkoi si Jomar there in When I Met You in Tokyo. And then this is a whole different character where he's just always, Stephen Tanweko is always uptight, very angry. So it's fun playing different people, portraying different emotions and stuff like that. So I hopefully I wanna do more acting in
the
future.
Ano, yung mga crime and horror.
Yeah. That's my favorite genre. Like whenever people ask me like, what else do you wanna do? I wanna like do a horror movie. Yeah, and I don't care what my character is. I don't care if I'm being killed. Like, I just wanna be part of a horror movie.
Yeah.
Like, I could see it, and kasi si, ano, si Darren, his aura is so innocent. So mm-hmm. he could be like, if he flip niyo na parabang, you know, he parang mga Dahmer style.
Alam mo yung
ganun?
Antagonist.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. That'll what's your, like, what's your all-time favorite horror movie?
I feel like it's just because I was a kid, but I always say Paranormal Activity because it was a different kind of horror. Yeah. Like, it was like, I thought it was real. Like, I really thought, oh my gosh. As a kid, I was like, this is CCTV footage that they found and they made it into a movie. Like, that's really how I had it in my head. And then after that comes The Conjuring, and it's always the first movie, The Conjuring and The Insidious, for me. And also, like, in the Conjuring universe, Annabelle was pretty good too.
That's a scary one.
Yeah.
The little doll?
Eating dolls? Oh, like Chucky? Oh.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
Yeah. I don't do dolls either. Especially since I have a sister. Yeah. So, especially in the time Annabelle came out, my sister had a life-sized Barbie. Like, the same height as her and everything. And in Canada, you have a basement, right?
Yeah.
So, sinasakto pa naman nung kapatid ko, like, when she stops playing with her toys, and unless someone puts it away, it would just be in the middle of the hallway.
Nakatayo.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah.
I can imagine. Darren's screaming.
Yeah.
Everyone like, oh, what the, you know. Like,
yeah.
But speaking of your sister, what is your guys' dynamic like? Because I've seen you guys post, you know, when you're together. It looks like so much fun.
Mag-showbiz din ba siya? Are you open to your sister entering the showbiz industry?
Oh my gosh. She's like so ready. But then, new parents ko na nagsabi, like, they're like, I think one is enough for now. Like, the stress from one kid in the family being in showbiz is okay for now, because we also want her to, like, finish her studies first, because if she really wants to pursue acting or singing or anything in the future, I feel like it'd be, you know, she wouldn't have to do what I did, like joining reality contests and stuff like that, since, you know, she has my support now as well. So yeah, we're just telling her to do whatever she wants with her studies. And she's very active with her schoolwork. Like, she goes into, like, all the activities, the clubs.
Oh,
she's
good.
Part of, like, organizing and stuff. The acting committee and stuff like that.
Gumigli Club.
Yeah.
Parang Kuya Darren.
Yeah.
True.
Like, yeah.
That's the main thing. Cool. All right. Well, you know, exciting stuff in store for the rest of the year for you. I mean, what's in store? Are you going to be on tour? Are you going to be going back on tour?
Well, I mean, hopefully this year we're, like, trying to plan some things, because it's also my 10th year anniversary. So, we're planning a show first. Hopefully, you know, it'll push through. So there's that happening. And also, hopefully this year I can finally release another album, since it's been so long. And I feel like I owe it to the Darren Addicts at this point, because, you know, as a singer, how are you not releasing new songs? You know,
it's true, like, true.
Yeah.
So that's something that I really want to push through with.
There's
this
so many year. Of your fans here. It's actually a global thing. People from Doha, Qatar watching. Lita Reyes is asking, can you collab with Belle for a concert?
Oh, wow. Why not? I mean, you know, again, we're just open to all the possibilities. But of course, Belle and I are also cooking something up for everyone very soon. So,
cool, yeah. Cool. Could be an album.
Yeah.
Wow. Right? Sambung album. No, yeah.
Move straight ahead. Then. Album na yan. Album na yan.
From a single to an album. But I'm curious though, like, for your album, is there a specific sound or, like, inspiration that you're drawing from?
Like, whenever someone asks, like, what's the sound of your next album, there's no specific sound, I guess, but there is a certain theme, I guess, that you'll hear. Like, it's a new era for Darren. Like, it's not stuff that you would hear from me before, especially in my albums when I was younger. And that's something also that the Darren Addicts noticed with Io and Bibi Taona. They're very different from my past releases, which I'm very happy about. And I feel like before, I would always want to showcase my range in a song. So, like, in my past albums, like, yeah, I'll start it off, you know, a bit chill. Mm-hmm. And then I'll just keep trying to like belt in towards the latter part of the song. So with EO, it's nothing like that. It's, I mean, there's one belt part, but it's really more of storytelling. And then in Bibitaw Na, I really just wanted to have an upbeat song that anyone could vibe to, or, you know, everyone could sing along to also. Because that's something, natatawa ko sa comment na yun, like most Darenatic says, I hope he releases a song one day that we can sing along to. It's not so challenging. Yeah. So, yeah, there's that.
Wala nang birit. Nah, it's a more relaxed track, as they do say.
Yeah.
So, okay. So for you, I mean, is it more vulnerable now, Darren? Is it a more vulnerable version of Darren Espanto na iiyak ka ba when you're writing songs? And wow. Ganun level na ba?
Well, I mean, there was one song that I was supposed to... Well, I previewed it in past live performances before because we were supposed to release it for Valentine's also. Mm-hmm. But then EO was the one that we pushed through with because it's the one that the show needed at this moment in time. So we were like, okay, hanggang kailan can kind of like take a seat for a bit. Mm-hmm. We'll just release it later on. So that was one of the songs that kind of... Because people are like, are you heartbroken and stuff like that? Why do you keep writing heartbreak songs? But then at the same time, I can also write songs that are like this, like EO, where you're super in love. Mm-hmm. Like my peg for this is like, I want to be able to sing this at someone's wedding, you know, like while...
This is such a wedding song.
Yeah, true, like true. Someone's walking down the aisle. So, you know, you don't always have to write songs based off of your personal experience.
True.
Which isn't something I did for the past few singles. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So, you know, thank you, Darren, for taking time to join us on the show. It's been a minute. You know, the last time we had him here was actually before pandemic.
Yeah.
He was the last artist we interviewed before the pandemic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I forget the song I was promoting at the time.
You know, so thank you for taking time to drop by.
Thank you.
Many of your fans are tuned in now, and they could listen to the song very often. Daw sa iyo so much. You know, message for all your fans, the day one Darren Addicts and the ones are just discovering you now and your sound and your music.
Of course, to the Darren Addicts, thank you so much for tuning in. Maraming salamat po sa inyo. Of course, we're having our 10th year anniversary also. It's not just my anniversary, it's their anniversary as well. So I hope that this year, you know, grants us a lot of blessings and more events together as well. Because... you know, live events are really coming back, especially mm-hmm. since last year. So I've been seeing them a lot more often. And like, we have a few here na dumalo sa Monster Radio.
They're here!
Yay!
Kasi that's how we were before. Like, a whole group. Mm-hmm. I remember like doing the RX concert series when I was 13. And it was...
13, Kayla.
Yeah,
13.
When I was 13 years old.
Yes.
He's 14 now.
Yeah, I'm 14 years old. Man.
So no, 9 years ago.
Yeah, but I was doing the RX concert series here and the whole studio was filled with them. So that's something that, you know, hopefully the next time I'm promoting here...
We'll have that again.
Na ulit, opo.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah. But yeah, of course, to the Darenatics, I love you guys so much. Please stream EO, spread the word. And yeah...
There you go.
Hey, well...
Invite him to your show as well.
Yes.
But the show is done already? The TV show? Or no,
it's still going.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's just getting to the exciting parts. So, of course, EO, the newest single of mine, is also the official soundtrack for Can't Buy Me Love. So you can watch it 72 hours in advance on Netflix, 48 hours in advance on iWanTFC, and you can watch it every weeknight on TV5, A2Z, Kapamilya Channel, Kapamilya Online Live. And yeah, there's so much happening. Stephen Tanueco is becoming more aggressive. So this is... EO is the song that he sang for Caroline during the Chinese New Year celebration, if you guys saw that scene. And also, of course, it's showtime Monday to Friday. Monday to Saturday. When I'm not taping, I'm there hosting. And also, Asap Natin To every Sunday po yan. And you guys can follow me for more updates on my social medias. Yeah.
So what is rest?
I was going to say, how Darren, do you don't know manage that. Your schedule? Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I feel like I don't like it when I'm just at home too. Mm-hmm. Like I'd rather be outside working. Like I'd rather be tired.
Mm-hmm.
So, mas na ang tawag dito. Like my mom tells my team like, oh, sana kaya nyo pa. Because like I'm the one who pushes work. And then my team just kind of has to be with me there, even though like sometimes we don't have sleep anymore. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's fun though.
Before we let you go, Darren, you gotta do this for us, okay? So many of your fans are asking, sample nga ng line ni Stephen na palaging galit.
Palaging galit. Oh, there was... What? I wanna go back to our script because there's a scene that aired last Sunday on Netflix. I don't know what part of... Because I can't just do Stephen. I like have to read
okay.
a line.
Quiet on the set. Three, two,
no, wait, let's see. I'm searching
okay.
for
it. While he's finding it in the script, Rico muna. Rico, kunwari, oh. galit ka.
Hoy, Darren, ikaw may kasalanan nito.
Ayong saya naman kung ganyan ka lang magalit, Kuya Rico.
Right. Nakuya tuloy ako. Ay. Yeah, in a script, in a script.
Okay, okay.
Oh my gosh, I'm taking so long because I want to like really...
That's okay. While you're finding it, we'll give a shout out to some of your fans
yeah,
that are currently
go for
locked
it.
In. I want to say hello to Joseph Adora who says, oh my God! Very excited.
See, he's granting your wish. He's looking for the script. It's yes. on his email somewhere. Hair care tips, man. You have nice hair. What's the secret there?
You know what? I use like this oil I found at Healthy Options like every night after I shower. And then I don't wash my hair with shampoo and conditioner in the morning anymore. I just rinse it. But I take a full shower also. So yun. Because my hair goes through a lot because Stephen now has bangs and it's like curled. So like an iron is going through it every day and stuff like that. And then there are days where like as Darren on ASAP, it's not as... what's it called? It doesn't go through as much heat. Mm. But yeah.
So much that goes to this hair.
Nakakatawa
yung tanong na yun.
I see it on camera here, you know? The hair looks good. Okay, you got the script?
No. I will just... You know what?
Improv na lang. Improv.
Improv na lang.
What's a line that I said last Sunday? Like... Oh, because... Okay, in the Chinese New Year celebration, Caroline and Bingo just kind of disappeared. And I was trying to... take Caroline out on a date during the Chinese New Year celebration. So I was going around trying to find them. And then Stephen goes, Jersey! Nasaan sila? And then Jersey's like, hindi ko sila mahanap eh. Ganun, ganun, ganun. And I'm like, huh. And then a waiter bumps into me. Gosh, hindi siya tumitingin. Joke lang. But, and then Stephen goes, what the frick is your problem? Get out of my way! And then Jersey goes, Stephen, calm down. And I'm like, calm down? Tinanay na nung bingo na yun si Caroline. Paano ako magka-calm down? And then stuff like that. So like, I don't know. I feel like it's also an outlet.
Yay!
Thank you.
Yeah.
Doble cara.
It's oh, also,
I don't know. Both roles.
It's also an outlet for me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird.
Good
parang
job.
Parang natutuwa akong nagagalit si Stephen kasi... Hindi ko siya usually na ginagawang yeah. sumisigaw lagi. Especially like in front of a camera. So,
si Darren, pag nagalit, nag-i-straight Tagalog.
I know, I was gonna say, how do you pull off that fast Tagalog?
I get, like I have to run through it so many times. But there are times really where I just can't get it. Like when we were shooting in Benguet recently, for scenes that are probably gonna air in March pa. But there was one line that I just couldn't get out to the point where... I was like flipping words around and then natatawa na kami ng direct May, Belle, Donnie, we were all laughing because there was one line talaga. Like, okay, I asked it again in Benguet, but then I already asked it in the scene that aired on Sunday, so I feel like I can ask it again. I mean, I can say it. And I was talking to Caroline and I was like, bingo mo na ba si boyfriend? And then we like paused and I was like, what did I just say? And everyone started laughing because may Tagalog talaga. So it's dami ng lines.
Yeah. Best
bingo mo na ba si boyfriend?
Yeah.
Dapat yung boyfriend mo na ba si bingo?
Yeah. I was like, what did I just say? And we had to take a break for like 5 minutes because we couldn't stop laughing.
That became
so
a real
bad.
Sexy scene in a minute, right?
Yeah.
But yo, Darren, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next time, we wish we'll have you for the concert series.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So
hopefully when I have an album again.
Yeah, and before we let you go, we get you to act. Okay, people, we'll get him to sing. You have any song that you want to sing to people?
Yeah, of course. So my newest single is called Io, and this is a love song for everyone, especially since Valentine's is tomorrow. So it goes... Ikaw ang sagot sa planet. langin, ikaw ang tanging iibigin. Kahit na ano pang pagdaan ng bagyo, pangako ko'y di ka iiwan, di lalayo. Ikaw ay akin at ako'y iyong iyo.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen,
beautiful.
Once again, give it up Darren Espanto.
Thank you, Monster Fam. I missed you guys. Thank you for having me. We miss you very much.
And you're always welcome here.
Yeah.
Anytime you got to promote something, just drop by, hang out, eat a donut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eat some of the beaver tail.
Yeah, that's right. And some Peter's Drive-In.
Yes, Peter's Drive-In.
Yeah.
No, like, of all the radio stations that I always go to, I always feel like this is just us talking. It doesn't feel like
An interview as much?
Oh. Yeah, which is something I really appreciate. So thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We love having you.
Thank you very much. All your fans are really in tears now. And
wow.
Well, thank you very much. All right?
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, give it up once again for Darren Espanto.
Yeah.
There you go. So Io is the song that you, of course, request for here on The Monster. Till then, my name is Chico Robles.
I'm Kayla Rivera.
This has been another Monster exclusive interview. Give it up for Darren Espanto. Yeah.